From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. British and European Union officials are scrambling to deal with the aftershocks of the British voters' decision to leave the EU. Britain's finance minister says the country's economy remains strong. But as Lisa Bryan reports, some European leaders believe the full assessment on Britain leaving the EU is months away.
The message sent by German, French, and Italian leaders was clear: no formal or informal talks with Britain until it triggers Article 50, the clause that formally sets in motion the two-year period for it to leave the European Union. That's not expected to happen until after a replacement is chosen for British Prime Minister David Cameron, probably in September. The three heads of state met to form a common position as chaos spread after Britain's voted last week to leave the 28-member bloc. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Meantime, speaking in London Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. Meantime, financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status Monday because of the Brexit vote. Police say a grenade exploded inside a Malaysian cafe early Tuesday, injuring 8 people. Police say the victims were among nearly 24 people up late watching the Euro 2016 soccer games. Police have not yet established a motive for the incident, but they have ruled out terrorism, indicating instead that it may be the result of a personal or business feud. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for several bombings Monday that killed at least 42 people in southern Yemen. Yemen's years of instability, including the current conflict between the government and Houthi rebels, have allowed militant groups to control